Why is your scope mounted so high? This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday we are going to talk about scope mounting. And I post a lot of pictures of different rigs on Instagram and on Facebook and all the other social things. And very often I get the question, why is my scope mounted so high? You notice that there is quite a bit of space between my objective bell and the actual barrel of the rifle. Now, conventional wisdom is that you want to get your scope mounted as close to the barrel as possible so that the scope axis and the bore axis is as close as possible. But the reason for that tends to be lost when we shift from hunting rifles into tactical rifles. Now, with hunting rifles, the reason that you do that is because they usually have a pretty severe drop at the comb of the rifle. The comb on your average hunting rifle is not very tall. Part of that is so that you can remove the bolt on the rifle. If you had a really tall comb up where it needed to be on a traditional wood or fiberglass stock hunting rifle, you're not going to be able to get the bolt out without actually taking the action out of the stock, and that's not a good thing. So the comb needs to be low enough to actually get the bolt out. In order to accommodate that and be able to get proper cheek weld instead of a chin weld, you need to mount your scope really low to get everything lined up. So that makes complete and total sense. In that case, you want to get the scope mounted as low as possible so that if you need to build up the cheek piece with a foam pad or something, you're bringing it up as low as possible. Additionally, as you start to raise this scope height above the barrel, then any kind of misalignment in the angle of the rifle, so any kind of cant, is going to have a greater effect at longer range. And typically, hunting rifles are not equipped with bubble levels or an internal leveling system like we have on the SIG Tango 6 here. So that is really the reason why you want to mount a scope as low as possible. Now, on my rifles, my mounting purposes are a little bit differently. First of all, we're utilizing a chassis system like the Modular Driven Technologies Advanced Core Competition chassis that I have sitting here. This chassis has a adjustable cheek piece with a really, really wide adjustment range. I am only about halfway through my adjustment range right now, and this is a rather tall scope mounting setup. So really, the height of the scope is independent of the comb height, because you can dial the comb in to get it to where you need to. So then we're free to mount the scope wherever we want to mount the scope. Now you'll notice on the scope here, I have a SIG one-piece mount, and this is typically the kind of mount that you would see on an AR-15, because if we continued the rail out here in front, it wouldn't impact the bell of the scope. So I could actually have a full-length one-piece rail out here and the scope would not run into it. So if we were using a chassis system that had tubular forend, this would be a good mounting system for it. Additionally, we do have a 20 MOA rail here, so we do raise up a little bit of height on the back of the rail, and obviously by necessity a little bit higher on the front of the rail, because if you don't raise up the front of the rail, when you tilt the back up, then the objective would hit the barrel. So we have added height going on here, and when I measured this rig out, the scope height on here is right about 2.35 inches. Had to look at the phone real quick. And that is measured from the gas relief hole on the receiver, which is usually pretty close to the center of the bore, and the split ring on the mount here. So 2.35 inches. Now, measuring between the bell and the rail, if I was using regular rings and dropped this down as low as I could go, I could save about 0.45 inches. So a little bit less than a half an inch if I drop this down. Still have a little bit of clearance so that we don't have any issues with anything impacting the rail. But that would be about it without actually sliding the scope further forward or trimming the rail, which I have done in the past on rifles. So that's kind of where we are. This setup here works great, but there actually is kind of an added benefit to running your scope this high. Now, if it's a practical benefit or not, you can decide that yourself, but on a tactical rifle, there is a benefit. Now, assuming you can run your scope this high and get a good cheek weld, the line of sight actually corresponds better with the flight path of the bullet. And we can see this by going into our ballistic calculator and calculating out the elevation requirements for each yard line with the scope mounted at different mounting heights. So going through here and calculating it with the scope mounted the place it is right now, with a 100-yard zero at 500 yards, I have 55.8 inches of drop. At 1,000 yards, I have 340.7 inches of drop. And at 1,500 yards, I have 1,056.5 inches of drop. Now, that is calculating this based on shooting a 147-grain Hornady ELD factory 6.5 Creedmoor load. It is on a standard day, so we just punch the figures into the ballistic calculator just as a baseline. And the only thing I'm changing for each of these ballistic profiles is the scope height, nothing else. So if we take that and we then drop this down to the lowest mounting point that we could possibly get on this setup, then at 500 yards, I would have 57.6 inches of drop. So 2 more inches of drop. At 1,000 yards, I would have 344.8 inches of drop, so 4 inches of drop there. And at 1,500, I would have 1,062.8 inches of drop. So you can see that we do have more drop with the lower scope mounting point. And that is basically because of that ballistic curve, because the curve of the bullet and the alignment of the scope. We're starting higher up, and so that line of sight will match the curve a little bit better. Now, if we take this to an extreme, let's say we drop the scope down as far as we possibly could, then at 1,000 yards at 1 inch bore height, which really isn't practical with the scope, but we're just doing this for demonstration purposes. If we get our line of sight 1 inch above the bore, then we're looking at 1,000 yards at 352.9 inches of drop versus 334.9 inches of drop if we were actually at a 3 inch scope height, which is more consistent with an AR type platform. So the guys out there that get all bent when they see the scope riding high on the bore really need to take a step back and think about what we're trying to accomplish by mounting our scope as far down as possible. Really, this is an old holdover from non-adjustable stocks. With chassis systems now, we really don't have any reason to sink this scope down as low as possible. Additionally, mounting it higher like this, you don't have to struggle with making sure that you get exactly the right height rings. You don't have to struggle with if your caps are gonna fit without hitting the barrel, because I actually do have one or two rifles around here that I can't run traditional scope caps on because there is not enough room between the barrel and the ocular or the objective bell to slide on a flip scope cap. And then finally, this barrel on a competition rifle gets hot. It gets very hot. That's not really a consideration on a hunting rifle. A hunting rifle, you're going to fire one or two shots, and that's probably going to be it for the day. You're going to, you know, hopefully collect your game animal and be done. With a competition rifle, we're going to fire 10-shot strings over and over and over again throughout a day. And if it's a hot day, then that barrel's going to heat soak and it's going to radiate heat. So you're going to have mirage coming off the barrel as well. And it seems to me, without actually doing a side-by-side comparison, but it seems to me that the closer the scope is to the barrel, the more that mirage interferes with your sight picture. The higher up you can get the scope, it seems like the mirage has a little bit of room to dissipate before it obscures your scope picture. So it's kind of stupid to keep harping on this low scope mounting thing. Now, for the guys that say it looks stupid, you know, I don't really care how it looks. I care how it functions. And the big deal for me is these scopes move around through a variety of different rifles. Things get swapped in, things get swapped out. I usually have a pile of mounts that I will use for various different things. so I don't want to have to go through and trial and error select the right scope rings for each setup to get it absolutely perfect and not just a paper's width from the bore, because there's no huge benefit there and there are a ton of drawbacks. So I would rather just keep a mount on a scope and be able to just pull it off and swap it and just worry about torquing down the mounting bolts instead of worrying about tightening the caps and making sure I get the scope level and everything. So that is why my scopes are mounted the way they are. Now, if you choose to take the extra time and mount your scope close to your bore, there's nothing wrong with that. Just know that, in my opinion, there are more drawbacks to doing that than there are benefits. As long as you're able to hold that scope plumb or hold that rifle plumb when you fire, then there are more benefits to a higher mounting system on a chassis rifle than there are to getting this thing stuck all the way down as low as you possibly can. So that's my opinion, and that's why you very often will see my scopes mounted really high on the rifle. Now, when you get into ELR type shooting, there's a totally different reason you see those guys mounting their scopes really high, and part of that is they're running very long, very heavy duty barrels, and they are running quite a bit of cant to be able to get the adjustment they need for 1 and 2 mile shots. And when you do that, you end up with a barrel right in the middle of your sight picture, obscuring things. So for them, running huge risers and huge combs to be able to see over the barrel when you have that severe angle, that is just necessity for those kind of setups. If you're not running some of the different parallax or optic systems, I'm sorry, periscope or optic systems that change your sight plane, then you run into those kind of problems. So that's why you see that on that end. But for PRS style rifles, tactical competition rifles, a setup like this is absolutely perfectly fine. Don't let anybody tell you you're stupid for running a high scope mount. And that's it for this Mail Call Mondays. If you guys have any questions or comments over anything we've covered, or you have a different opinion from mine, please drop it in the comment section down below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. If you're listening to us on your favorite podcast app, you can send questions to us at 8541tactical@gmail.com. If you've liked the video and you want to support more videos like this, please check us out on Patreon. We would love to have you over there. Check out some of the exclusive content that we share only on Patreon, and you get to have some input on things that we do here on the channel. We would love to have you over there, and every little bit helps support these videos. And until next time, get out and shoot.